I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Khakis.
Walkout ratio is 19 to 4. Get out.
That ball hit to right. The ball's been carrying there all night. It's gone.
Do it.
Jake Myers, number 3 on the year. First batter to face Manuel Rodriguez. Hits one out to give the Astros a 4-3 lead.
Mammoth shot to right field. 338 feet.
There it is, Jake. Jake Myers going deep, continuing his season as he continues to hit over 300. And it is May 20th, folks. He's out there every day, hitting over 300.
Jake with the rake.
I do want to get to him. Some people here on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch. Glenn Robinson, pretty strong here. Show is already hangry from the diet.
That's good.
I'm full, man.
That's really good.
That was solid.
That's solid, Glenn. I got to get it in for Glenn. That was nice. That was strong. That was strong. Someone text in. You all should do that once a week. Ron versus John.
That's got a ring to it. Ron versus John.
Ron Hewley.
Yeah. Show may have snuck out there for a second. In the midst of that. But listen, shout out to the Astros as they got a big dub. The bullpen came through huge again. Shout out to Colton Gordon.
Hell yeah,
hey,
man.
Look at that.
Round of applause.
Gordo.
Big suit.
I mean, are you handing out peanuts after that?
It's all of them, though. If you're not on YouTube and Twitch watching, you're not getting the full. It's the weird clap.
It's the one solid clap after.
Yeah, but you're clapping like this, like this. Like, big suit.
No, that last one, you held it. You held it a lot longer. Like,
that was good.
Cracker
That's
Jack's
solid.
Coming out behind it.
I need a T-shirt.
I'm going to toss this.
Seriously, though, hell of a night by that.
No, it did. Hey, he held it together. And then, of course, like, it started to leak a little bit on him. But then, you know, they went ahead and got him on out of there. But, no, big-time performances. He's, five innings scoreless. And then, that's all you can take from him. You can take
it
that every
feels huge.
Press the button on that every day. But from what we saw yesterday, and that's just not yesterday, I think it's also big picture-wise, Clint. And we enjoy the back and forth from folks on YouTube and Twitch. Those of you on the text line, you can be a part of the show from that, 713-572-4610. Those of you on, those who call in from time to time. But you know something I see all the time? And I mean... A good 10 times a week, I see this. Astros need to fire their hitting coach. They got to get rid of
it early this year.
You got to get rid of Alex Cintron.
That's the problem.
You got to. I don't know if they sound like that, but we can do it.
Imagine a couple of them do.
Fire Alex Cintron.
Get his ass out of here.
Some real common collective guys. You just got to get rid of him, man.
Well,
just got to let him go, man.
Hey, y'all know that hitting coach?
Yeah, that one.
I think his name's Alex.
Alex.
Yeah. I got to get rid of his ass.
I got to get ACF out of here.
I got to get rid of his ass.
I
got to
get him. And I think...
That was a joint, by the way, not Tyler's
helium vape or pen. Helium, yeah. Listen, I just think that conversation is... I think it's silly and unfair to Alex Cintron. Because, to me, I would propose this. If you would think of a hitting coach, the guys that he would probably have the most impact on, Clint, are younger guys.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, and when you think about who's struggling right now and who has struggled in the season, really the only young guy that's really fighting is Yiner Diaz, and he's even come around. But Christian Walker, man, that joker's 35 years old, man. Alex Cintron ain't coming here changing his swing. All right, I know what we read about, Alex Bregman in Boston, but that's not common.
Boston.
Like, they're going to let Christian Walker, who has been a big-time hitter in this league, kind of do his thing. Altuve, who is really fighting it right now. He started off well, but he's fighting it right now. You don't want Alex Cintron to go over there and come changing his swing or come in here and do something. Like, let's chill, right? Yordan Alvarez, before he was hurt or whatever he is. By the way, folks, there's an update on him. You don't want to miss that.
I just tightened my cheeks.
But you don't want Alex Cintron ain't going to be the one you're reaching out to help from him. But let's start looking at the other guys. The guy who we just heard his highlight, Jake Myers, on May 20th, the bronze glove winner.
Khakis.
He's hitting 300, 301, 370 on base, 426 slug. Man, that's not great, but for Jake, 300, every last one of you would have pushed the button. I mean, you would think that the hitting coach is more likely to have some impact on that. What about Jeremy Pena, who is playing at an all-star level? Won Tyler and you all hopefully more money last night. He's hit 309, 362 on base, 455 slug, and has been this team's most consistent offensive player in his third season. DeZinzo, Cam Smith have been solid.
These nuts.
For first-year guys.
Got him.
Paredes, he's 26, coming over a new place. Even young, like he's been, you would think the guys that he would be most likely to work with, they're showing some promise. You can't be fire the hitting coach because Yordan is starting off slow. Fire the hitting coach because Christian Walker can't figure it out. To me, that one's got to calm down. The guys that you, like all the surrounding parts, Clint, you damn near can't push. You couldn't ask for more.
Maybe if you wanted to get real critical, like see Lamar Diaz, Ron. Like see Lamar Diaz. But that really,
Diaz is the
supporting cast that you're talking about, the others are without a doubt in any sport, any skill set, the younger developmental, you know, raw players are the ones that, especially at the pro level, there's still a little bit of development that can be done. And if you've got a staff or a group that will develop those guys, spend the time, then you've got money and you're spot on. I mean, the young ones that need to develop are absolutely developing, are absolutely producing. Hell, at times they're carrying a team. And so I agree wholeheartedly with you, Ron. I got zero pushback whatsoever. I agree with you.
The offensive struggles on Alex Cintron is crazy. Kick Rocks from the YouTube and Twitch. I've never seen that on here. This seems like a straw man topic. Ron, you let one texter get you this riled up. This is something. I mean, you can call me a liar if you like. This is something that is up and down the text line multiple times a week. No less than 10 times a week, up and down the text line, fire the hitting coach. There have been calls we've taken where that has been included. Fire the hitting coach.
Cheryl just said the research. She verified. It's there a lot.
It was there early. I don't know the frequency. I'm going to trust Ron on that. It was there early. I know, and we weren't a couple weeks in of that everybody but Altuve struggling, and it was definitely.
It's just definitely a lazy-ass argument.
Oh, especially when the Bregman stuff came in with the Red Sox. Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, Bregman swinging the stick better instead of that old Bregman.
Look at Bregman got away from Alex Cintron.
It's just a lazy conclusion to reach when it comes to this debate.
They've got to pick it up offensively. But really, you're staring down the guys who have the most on the back of the baseball card.
Yeah.
And those are the guys that if you're hiring a hitting coach, that's probably the guys that Alex Cintron, you would think, is probably giving the least amount of conversation and input to. Because they know what the hell they're doing. So, I'm not making that up or... That is just to me something we need to chill out with. Like Christian Walker needs to pick it up. The hell with that.
He might make an appearance on Best Bets around 5:45.
Man, he might. Can he make? Is he eligible for the third list? All right. No, that's just Tyler for poor performance. Tyler will put you on the third list.
In
a heartbeat for poor performance, not generally, or for winning performance if it has anything to do with teams that he's rooting for.
Got a high standard
coming up. Clint has made mention to this a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. I think it's time for us to dive in. Clint said a hidden improvement on this offense can deal with Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon was a Pro Bowler last year. What the hell does that mean? We'll discuss that coming up next.